Blackstone Audio presents Maggie by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. For Ian McKay and his sister, Mrs. Barbara McLeod, the best holiday makers in Bewley. 1. Thin curtains of rain swept over the low hills of the Black Isle towards the shallow waters of the Bewley Firth. A great gust of damp wind struck against Maggie Fraser's cheek as she hurried homeward. The silver birch tree on her left tossed and swayed as the wind whistled through them. With a great roar like some beast heading for its lair, the wind hurtled across the road and dived into the dark green piney depths of the deep forest on her right. All was silent again. A yellow shaft of sunlight struck through the clouds and shone down on the curve of the road ahead, illuminating the white walls of Maggie's father's shop. And then the trailing curtains of rain hid it from sight. Maggie quickened her step. She must reach home before her father, or he would demand to know where she had been. And if he found she had been wasting the afternoon at the library in Bewley, she would receive a beating, for Mr. John Fraser had an unhealthy disrespect for education. Although Fraser was a local name, and John Fraser had implied he was returning to the area of his birth to set up shop, no one could remember him as a boy. It was known he had come from Skye 12 years ago, where he had been crofting. It was known his wife was dead, and that he treated his daughter Maggie.